T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
So you're going to sit here and tell me right now today that you don't want your old job back. You're going to sit here and tell me right now today that you don't look out here and you have hatred just for half a second for Cody Tech. Are you going to tell me right now?
Oh, because of this?
You're going to tell me right now, every time that we have turned our head and looked outside, it's gotten 5 times worse.
I like this weather.
Shut up. Now you're going to kick the show off lying?
You don't like it.
You don't like it better than
I don't like driving in it.
Than Phoenix.
But I'm fine with it because it takes away everything I could do this weekend.
You can't even go to your best restaurant.
That's what I was just talking about.
You can't even go to your best restaurant.
I sure can.
One of your favorite
things. Take your time, drive safe.
One of the favorite things
down.
You love to do is go to the grocery store. It just calms you. You're not even able to do that.
How did you know that?
Because I love you. And I respect you.
I don't have to say that anymore.
And you're my 8th best friend. You know what time it is. Hey! It's too damn bright in here, Vern!
Show, good morning. 9:28 last night. It all came to a head on an Android phone somewhere in the United States of America. Tyreek Hill takes to Twitter and says simply, "Wish I was cool enough to wear Patrick Mahomes gear." It's happening.
Listen, we have said before on this show, we try to tell you, man, Tyreek is the one you gotta watch. There's some truth in it. I mean, he had some fun, and Pat tried to later come back and clean it up. But we told you, it's going to take to me. Special people who are other stars on this team to have to understand how they're going to have to deal with having Patrick Mahomes as a teammate. You could start a clothing line like Tyreek did, and it completely get blown out of the water because Pat decided to start one. You could throw out jokes. There's a little jokey joke there. Vern, you have been to the point of saying that it's going to be up to Mahomes to smooth and stuff out like this with guys like Tyreek, with guys like Chris Jones, with guys like Turtleneck, with guys like Kelsey. It's going to be up to Pat to deal with that and how he handles it so it doesn't become like with some people, though I just think Jamarcus Finley is a hater. But with some people, how they treated, how they felt about Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know he sure is that guy that has changed since he bought you that Miller Lite. But you want to avoid that. And I agree to you to a certain extent. But the thing, especially right now with Tyreek, the thing is, it's not to Patrick. It is to the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs have to take care of this cat. Because at least if he gets paid Terrence Taylor, the greatest, has spoken about possibly him getting Odell Beckham money. That's 60 guaranteed in that range. If the Chiefs at least take care of him, it at least makes him feel like he's on par in some fashion. Now, he ain't going to get the 200-plus that Pat's going to get. But at least if you take care of him, this has to really hurt being Tyreek and making less than $600,000. This has to really hurt. So, yeah, I don't think it's just up to Pat Mahomes to smooth this stuff over. The Chiefs have got to pay him so he at least in some manner feels like he is somebody. Because everyone is going to get overlooked. And it takes, as I said, special type of teammates to have to be around this cat. And you can see it's in his head. Right now, it's like it's jokes and stuff the way it's coming across. But it's up in his head.
I'm making $600,000, and I look at NFL Network as Tyreek Hill and see that my top 10 plays of the year are coming up a little bit later on this morning show here on NFL Network. Look, not only is, yes, there is no benefit, as we discussed, there is no benefit for the Chiefs to lengthen this thing out. Once the new year arrives, if it has already, when the new year starts in the NFL, take care of Tyreek Hill immediately. But this is also, yes, important that Patrick continues to allow and sometimes force a light to shine on Tyreek Hill. This is what I was concerned about when it came to Dee Ford as well. The downtime. When you don't have football, when you don't have the camaraderie of the locker room to turn your attention away from things that truly matter, but us as fans, we don't want them to matter. When you're caught up in the fun of the season, man, it's just, you're the kid again. You're playing a sport you've played your entire life. You love every moment of it. But when you're sitting on the sidelines waiting for training camp to arrive, that's when you start to feel alone or you start to feel unappreciated. You're on Twitter a little bit more than usual. You have haters in your life, supporters in your life, people getting in your head trying to tell you to do this, don't do that. This person's not appreciating you. You deserve more spotlight. The offseason is when these things, JerMichael Finley, Aaron Rodgers, the offseason is normally when these bubbling issues start to boil over. It's not there yet, but it's likely to happen during an offseason.
Oh, I think we're about there with Tyreek. Not that it's coming out in a negative fashion, but it is clearly in his mind and in his head.
All Pat has to do is say, you can now find Tyreek's gear at PatrickMahomes15.com.
Yeah.
Just put a link up,
maybe,
Pat.
Maybe
that's
that.
All he needs.
Yeah, those things may help. But I think before Pat, it's up to the Chiefs, man. They've got to. They've got to take it. They've got to. Because Pat can only do so much. And Pat is, we can see, him and his people are business people. They're not going to stop this train from rolling. And he can only do so much. Like, it really has to be something making less than $600,000 and looking at this. Now, I'm with you with everything you said about the downtime. I think Turtleneck is somewhere else. I think he's just a different cat. I think he marches to his own beat. I don't think
those
rules.
What do you think Dee Ford's doing? You don't think he's thinking about the upcoming season? You don't think he has hanger-ons and people trying to direct him in a certain way?
I don't think they get to him like it will be for the other players.
Because of the turtleneck?
Just because he's strange. I think people who are smarter than that don't come out during the season. Oh, who wouldn't take $20 million? Who wouldn't? Yeah.
I think he meant that when he said it.
Yeah, I think
someone will get to
dude.
Him.
I think he's a different dude.
The same way that when Tyreek was flipping through Twitter last night and his fiance asked, how are sales going? He was embarrassed to answer it. So that's why he, quote-unquote, lashed out on Twitter and made the ha-ha joke of, man, I wish I was cool enough to rock Mahomes gear.
But you've agreed that his mindset is different because, one, he's getting paid a lot less money than even Dee Ford, a first-round draft pick. But his mindset is different, and his representation's mindset is different. His representation is the same guy who represented Ocho Cinco, who represented Terrell Owens, who represents Antonio Brown, and Drew Rosenhaus is
sure,
in it,
but
up
I
in
don't
their head.
Have the concern that you do. I don't think the Chiefs will drag this on because, again, I can't figure out a benefit. I think they'll take care of him. I do question whether or not Patrick Mahomes and his representation will do what the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers did, and that is bringing others to get some of your spotlight.
Pat, to me, from history, Pat, to me, is the least. The Chiefs in their front office, they can do some stupid stuff.
Not this stupid. They're not that stupid to openly make Tyreek Hill a punching bag with the fan base, because that's the only thing that's going to happen if they drag this out. It does nothing to benefit the organization. A lot of organizations can be stupid. That I can't figure out one thing that goes into the pro category of dragging out the Tyreek Hill situation.
Either. I couldn't think of one thing that made sense of them not to make a move to grab a defensive player. I couldn't think of one thing that made sense. To keep Bob
Sutton.
I don't
think those are.
I can think of one thing,
and that's Andy.
And this is Andy too. I mean, this is Andy.
Andy's not standing in the way of Tyreek getting his money.
I hope not. But he's the number one guy in personnel that makes decisions. Look, this Chiefs team has done some things. Now with Pat, I'm with you. I think they got that. Mahomes is the only person that I don't think they would do something stupid with. This, I could see them. I could see them dragging this and making this, doing this in a silly way. I could see that.
Cody Tapp last night, episode 2 of Hot Stove. I do not miss Arizona. I was very entertained by the program last night, and I highly recommend everyone check out Hot Stove with Cody Tapp. You can find it on the radio.com app or also 610sports.com. Go to the on-demand page at 610sports.com. You'll find everything, including Homer Bailey with a veiled shot at Kansas City.
When you put up a 6, it's not exactly like, you know, you'll be wearing pinstripes anytime soon.
You have a 6 ERA, it's not like you're going to be wearing pinstripes.
It does mean the Cubs. Right, the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't think people really... When you hear pinstripes, I don't think you...
Who else wears pinstripes?
I don't think you think of the Cubs. Cubs, you think of daytime baseball and the bleacher
creatures. I know,
creatures.
But who else wears pinstripes?
Sean Casey and Ken Griffey and Deion Sanders with the Cincinnati Reds had pinstripes.
They did.
I believe the Mets had pinstripes with Robin Ventura.
Yeah, they got eight different jerseys. They bring them back at times. Oh, the Rockies.
Yeah.
The Rockies, maybe that's who he's talking about. The Rockies. Pinstripes.
But you would fit there with a 6 ERA. That's how things go.
Ooh, what are the Rockies? If we speak, because it made it seem like he said, all right, the Royals
right.
are this is their ERA. This is the type of team they are. Because he's like, the Yankees
Yankees are 28 home runs. When I think of the New York Yankees, I think of 28 home runs.
They're two ERA. Like, that's the top, right? Right? The way he made it sound, like, that is the top.
See, I think of the Cubs, I think of a 2.81 ERA. A 6 ERA for the Kansas City Royals should serve as a reminder that those back-to-back pennants didn't really change the mindset of people within Major League Baseball. If having a 6 ERA means, guess I got to go to the Royals, then those two pennants didn't make the kind of waves that I think us here in Kansas City, we believe the waves were made.
The Royals aren't a 6 ERA. Maybe they
Homer's
are to
lying?
The league. I don't believe
that. Homer Bailey's crazy. Been around. If he says a 6 ERA leads you to Kansas City, who are we to argue?
I'm just saying, I don't believe I would put the Royals in a 6 ERA. I feel like they're a round of 4 ERA, crafty, lefty.
Like a 4.5, a
like
quality
a Jamie
start.
Moyer.
Yeah. That's a quality start.
I think they're, they won a championship.
That's
15.
The point. People don't.
I know that.
People don't
won a championship, but I don't think, like, when I think of a 6 ERA, that's the White Sox. The White Sox have a feel of a 6 ERA, a lot of money to spend, but like a 6 ERA, like the Padres.
No, the Padres are like a 225 batting average.
So what do you think the Royals are? I feel like the Royals are
I've been told they're a 6 ERA.
I'm asking you. You told me this week you are the Royals.
I didn't say I am the Royals.
You did.
I said I covered the Royals for a long time, and I feel like I'm a part of the family.
You said you are.
I didn't say I am
you slipped
Kansas
up.
City Royals
you slipped
baseball.
Up, but you did say
you know what I mean.
What do you think they are?
A 6 ERA.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Shove it. You must admit, you. I'm not going to get in a fight with you because I love you. One of the greatest sports cliches, though, Vern, is a win is a win, no matter how you get it, eh? Right? A win's a win. To hell with that tomorrow. Kansas, a win ain't a win tomorrow. You better get busy against West Virginia.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. Show and Vern on a Friday. I hope Vern is prepared to spend the night here with me. You too, sir. I did bring pillows and blankets for us just in case.
Did you bring any of that leftover edible arrangement?
It's all gone, baby. Actually, it's not.
I need an air mattress.
There's a... You need an air mattress?
Yeah, if I'm going to sleep here.
But hold up, are we... I understand, open the show, Tyreek, that was a story, but we're not just going to skim past that, for lack of a better term, pathetic effort for Operation Bad Moon Rising yesterday on the show when you went to your wife's office to profess your love for her, present her with gifts, and really... pat yourself on the back for a solid 15 minutes to end our show. And then when the
it was not
operation was about to go down, you went as meek as I've ever heard a grown man on the radio.
You know what? It was bad. I wasn't even here. And it was
shut
terrible.
Up.
Did you hear it, sir?
Shut up. You're going to get everyone sick.
Yes, I listened
sick.
To it yesterday.
First off, I have no problem with my performance yesterday. I should have been better with the microphone. You know I'm not good with mics. But I have no problem with my performance. I professed my love. You son of a...
I know, but have you gone back and listened to it? Because
no,
right
yeah,
out of the
I listened.
Gate.
I listened to you.
Okay.
You
well, son, right
you,
out of the
you
gate.
Son of a Floyd Mayweather. I listened to you.
I asked if your wife was there, and the way you said yes...
Is that her? Yes. I thought she was coming. I thought she was coming. All right? You are a sicko.
Does she work in a library?
No, that's not a coward.
Are you cowering under her desk?
No, you idiot. I was sitting at her desk.
Come on. Now don't.
No, I'm cowering. It was a surprise. I didn't want her to hear me talking before she got there. I saw some of the stuff you all said on the text line. I listened to your punk ass rip me. And I'm trying. I tried really hard, you son of a Floyd. I tried really hard. It's ridiculous.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What's wrong with that? I said happy Valentine's Day to my wife. What's wrong
nervous?
With the way I said it? Yeah, I might have been nervous.
It did.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What's wrong with it?
Right here. Just listen.
Happy
Valentine's
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
That's not how you said it. You said happy Valentine's Day.
I did not say that. I did not say that. I promised myself I'm not going to talk about your hair. Throughout any of this.
And then, yeah, see, and don't need to go
I'm
low.
I'm not going to.
That's
I'm
all
not.
Right.
I'll go high. When you go low, I'll go high.
Well, that's not the truth.
That is exactly what you're doing to me.
You've never done that.
You always, this is ridiculous. And I heard you. You want to know what I take umbrage?
How about when you ask for a hug and a kiss? Because that didn't appear to be on the table, apparently.
That wasn't the finest moment. But whatever, I got it.
Can I have a hug and a kiss?
What's wrong with it? What are you, make fun of me? Because I'm trying to show my love.
That's not what we're making fun of you
What are
about.
You making fun of me about?
Can I have a hug and a kiss?
What's wrong with it? Yeah, I had to ask for a hug and a kiss. And some people I heard talking about Ron, and I heard you say it. I heard you say it, you slippery son of a Kareem Hunt. I heard you say it.
Hey, don't compare me to Kareem Hunt.
I can't say the B word, so I just use people who I think are...
Talk to her.
You're in the air.
You're on the radio.
You're ridiculous. God, man, you're making fun of love. You just make fun of love and a guy putting himself out there.
Speak into the mic, for God's sake.
You were ridiculous. You were mean.
He's so bad
at this. Cut it off. You were mean.
It's as if you had no idea you even had a microphone and that you were supposed to do this on the radio. It's like it was never even discussed.
Walk. This is a Ford Chevrolet conversation. You just dodge your way on out. Now, you slick bastard.
From the 913 show, you sound like a 12-year-old boy going through puberty.
Whatever. Mrs. Ronnie needs to come on the show. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. You
from
try
the 816,
to.
Real
you
quick.
Try to. Show no, you no, 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 real quick. I am
nearly,
not finished.
You
I am not
nearly
finished.
As nasty as you say you
I'm
are.
I'm not as. I'm not. Well, you didn't get to get it. All right. You didn't get to get it. Yeah, I was nervous that we weren't going to have time. The show was going to come to an end before she got there. Sweated a little bit. But you and some of your cronies on here on the text line and people texting me talking
my
about
cronies?
Yeah, your cronies.
Have you ever used the word cronies before?
Verns and the crew. The Vern crew. Going in talking about, yeah, we know who wears the pants. What are you, in the 1950s? Nobody wears a pant.
No, I'm in 2019.
We both wear a pair of pants in our household.
But the way that you set it up throughout the day was you were going to crawl towards her as if you were Prince.
Well, we didn't get a chance to because she wasn't there yet. Things changed.
Okay, so going into it, I will crawl like Prince towards her, kiss her so passionately you'll hear it.
Don't tell me I don't have a hog. Don't tell me I don't have a hog.
Kiss her so passionately, you'll hear it on mic.
Can I have a hug and a kiss?
That was not the finest moment. That is the part that I will give you. That was not the best moment.
I professed it.
I professed it. You left it. You left out the part where I said, I wanted to tell the entire city that I love you. All right, you left it out. You're a sick. You're a real sick sicko.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Talk to her. Interview her. Act like you've been on the radio before.
I am not ashamed. Yeah. I am not ashamed. It went great. You're a sicko.
From the 785, no hog Hughley.
I told you, don't tell me. I have a hog. Hogville. I don't have a hog because it didn't go the way that I planned. She wasn't in the office.
Clint the mailman says you sounded like you were shaking and scared. Were you shaking? Were you scared? Yes or no?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Safe to say it didn't go as well as you thought.
I've never wanted to fight you, but in this moment, I hope Markelle Fultz never plays again.
Now, don't do that to that kid, man.
I hope he never plays another second.
I'd rather you come over here and punch me than say something like that.
I hope he never plays another second, ever.
Wow.
Right now, I profess this because you've made me do this. I put everything behind the show curse on Markelle Fultz.
How could it get any worse?
Everything
I feel like
behind
you've already done that to him.
I'll make it worse.
Oh, my God.
I'll make it worse because you're doing this to me.
How petty.
You're sick.
If you look at the league rates, Kansas State enhanced their position even more with their two wins because they're both away from home. So they're in as good a driver's seat as maybe that we've been in the past. And their schedule really tilts to their favor. You know, people could say that the schedule tilts to our favor too. But you know, with us, and you guys have seen us enough, there's nothing that tilts to our favor. You know, every game will be a one or two possession game for the most part. And K-State has put themselves in a great position.
That's Bill Self. Courtesy of the KansasCityStar.com. You know, I feel really bad about what I just did to Markelle Fultz. I don't mean that. But every time I look at you, I do mean it. Every time I look in your eyes, I mean it.
You're terrible.
Kansas plays West Virginia tomorrow. I said this. There's some people say a win is a win. That's one of those, boy, a real win is a win. When you play in conference play, hey, man, a win is a win. I feel the way you feel about Michigan playing Wisconsin in this game. Michigan football playing against Wisconsin, because, of course, Michigan basketball's lost to Wisconsin this year. But Michigan football playing Wisconsin, I feel that way. If Kansas doesn't blow West Virginia out, it's going to be a problem for me. If Kansas doesn't go out, and I mean 20 ball, But this team should beat them by at least 20. And I'll even come to a point here, Vern, where when the walk-ons and stuff come in, all right, maybe if they blow the lead and it gets under 20 after that. But they should beat the hell out of this team. West Virginia, who had no business beating one of the worst teams in the league, had no business beating Kansas. They beat them coming back because Kansas just blew it at the end. They've lost two of their better players, and to me, their best player, Issa Ahmad, or whatever his name is, Issa Ahmad. They've lost him, a person who has had good success against Kansas at times. Kansas should come out, Vern, and beat the hell out of this team. Well, it's no win is a win thing. The way that it looks like their backcourt has started to improve, West Virginia, they should be pissed to play them. And it will, for me, Vern, say a lot if they don't go out there and beat the hell out of this team. Earlier this year, I told you, I went to the game. to the Iowa State game, after Iowa State blitzed them by 17, I said, this should be a game where Kansas comes out, like comes out on fire, 10-2, making them have to call a timeout early. It didn't happen that way. Actually, it was the opposite. Iowa State was dominant. But at least Iowa State's a tournament team. This team stinks. They should be pissed. They should be disappointed with how they played. And there's a reason why they're now two games back, because they didn't lost a game to this terrible team, and they're much worse. They should beat the hell out of West Virginia. And if this thing is a five-point game at the under four timeout or something like that, that's a problem to me.
Here are my four favorite texts that have come in while you were talking about Kansas. Protein Housey with the purpose, text line 69306. From the 660, the scarves make a lot more sense now.
The hell does that mean?
From the 816, if you do have a hog, it's one sweaty hog. From the 785, no hog Hughley talking to your wife like it's your grandmother. And from the 816, Reggie Ragland just snatched your nasty card from you.
That last one's low.
Protein House, eat with the purpose, text line 69306.
That last one is low. Who is this person? I got real good knowledge to just text this cat's phone number.
We know Reggie listens. We know Reggie Ragland's a listener. I do feel like he's disappointed. While he's listening to Ying Yang Twins, what's your wife's favorite music? Because whatever she picked is what you guys were listening to.
I hope McCaffrey breaks his foot.
The Michigan quarterback? He's a kid. Why are you picking on kids? Just come over here and punch me.
I hope they all get injured.
Come on, man.
I hope the top three players for Michigan tear ACLs.
They're kids. Don't say stuff like that.
I'm not knocking on any wood.
From the 913, Ron's voice cracked harder than Eric Berry's heel.
Now that's low.
But it didn't go well. Just admit it. It's not how you wanted
it
to go.
It did go fine. You're taking this, and just like you did yesterday, going over the top.
We have good train wrecks, and we have bad train
Shut
wrecks.
Shut up!
That was a bad train wreck.
Shut up! I hope... Oh,
don't God. Be nice to Steve. He's still under the weather.
Go to hell. All of you. Every one of you.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back in on the day where we all kick around, run the show. That's fine. But have at it, text line. Have at it. You're not have at it. I'll take it. Guy tried to make his love of his life happy and had a good time doing it. I'll take it. You can talk my hog. You can say things like, Ron put on Hanson last night for his wife. Umbop wasn't bad. And I don't take anything back of what I said about the Michigan program. All right, Vern, this was a big story yesterday that has been made a big story that who knows what it's about. The Colin Kaepernick situation, Vern, of the AAF reaching out for him to play him and Tim Tebow, then a report from the Associated Press. Now it has been refuted. I know specifically Benjamin Albright said those are not what his sources are telling him, but that Kaepernick turned down playing for the AAF and responded with starting at least making $20 million to play. And with this Kaepernick thing, Vern, one of the things that I'm trying to do with this story as it's morphed on, this is going on 2-3 years now, is let me come at it from my view and my thinking, and let me try to express it from my view and my thinking. And I look at this and I say to myself, okay, why in the hell, Vern, would Kaepernick turn down playing for the AAF? And why in the hell, Vern, would he say, if I do play, I'm going to play for $20 million or more. If those things are reported, I just ask myself that question. And for me, it just takes 50 seconds to understand it. Like, we understand football. We understand, all of us understand the dangers of football. All of us are saying, from athletes to regular people driving and listening or sitting at their desk, my kids aren't playing football. Or the dangers of football, concussions. You've said the reason why baseball and what baseball should be marketing is, hey, you'll see 60. We understand the dangers of football. And if you're Colin Kaepernick with the dangers of football, well, you're going to go play in the CFL or the AAF for $75,000, for $100,000, for $1 million to play in some league that is nothing, that does nothing for him. And then to understand, well, why would he say $20 million if that is true? You can understand that. It's very easy to me, Vern. He would be the biggest draw for the league. They would promote the hell out of him. His deal with Nike, their jerseys all over the place. All I see is celebrities rocking the Kaepernick jersey. What the hell do you think is going to happen if he, once again, the only team name I know, if he had played for the Birmingham Iron and you get Kaepernick jerseys, they would sell those things out of the ass. The cause that Colin is fighting for had nothing to do with the occupation and the business of football. So, yes, if I'm going to endanger myself for a league that don't matter, I'm going to at least ask for me to get paid because I know that I'm the biggest draw you're going to get. You're about to make big money off me on television rights, and you're going to have big money on ratings and jersey sales. Vern, you said earlier this week, I hope in 3 weeks this stuff is over. But then you did say if Colin Kaepernick played, Jack, I'd be there. Literally, all I would have to say to you is, and this may not be knowing, or it probably is knowing, but if you can sit here and think to yourself, you know what? Colin Kaepernick not playing in the AAF leads me to believe it is true. Colin doesn't want to really play football. He really just wants to be a martyr. To me, if you can't wrap around your head why Colin Kaepernick wouldn't want to play in the damn CFL or the AAF, and if that to you makes you believe, well, that proves right there he doesn't really want to play football, then you have an agenda, whether you know it or not. Because I believe Colin Kaepernick, when you look at some of the guys in the league, Tyler Bray, Colin Kaepernick has done enough to where, show us you really want to play football. To hell with you. Show us. What, playing in the CFL if I'm Colin Kaepernick? No, Colin Kaepernick has done well enough to be able to be invited to a camp to show you if he can play and to show you he wants to play. So I think you have an agenda if you came to the synopsis, oh, well, he turned down the AAF and the CFL. That means he doesn't want to play football.
Players in the AAF earn $225,000 over 3 years, so about $75,000 a season. And that's what they're saying Colin Kaepernick should play for, is $75,000 just to get out there. I can speak for myself. I love sports radio. I love talking about sports. But if I was to lose my job, I'm not desperate enough that I'm going to get back in it for part-time wages or for an intern salary or anything like that.
Yes, you've made it to a point. You're not going back to your high school.
But again, the report from the Associated Press, a person with knowledge of the conversation tells the AP that the new AAF spoke with Kaepernick during its development about joining the league, but Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more to consider playing with the league. So again, the report says this isn't something that has happened recently, that during the development of the league, they basically asked Colin Kaepernick, can we build this with your help? Can we put this league on your back right out of the gate? And he went, no, you can't unless I'm paid accordingly.
And that's just a report. We don't even know if that's real because people have refuted it.
And let's also understand the timing of this release. You can't really have this conversation until you ask yourself, why did this just come out? Why did that one person with knowledge of conversations from months ago come out right now and say, hey, Colin Kaepernick wanted $20 million a handful of months ago to get into this league. That's why he's not a part of it. You always have to ask who's benefiting from a report. Who benefits from hearing that Colin Kaepernick wanted $20 million to play in the AAF? Who benefits is the NFL, their collusion case, and those detractors of Colin Kaepernick. So I have a tough time stomaching the report coming out at this time where it seems the sole reason this report seems to have come out was to light a fire under those that are trying to marginalize the message of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, if you come to this conclusion that him turning this down to play for the AAF further makes you, there's certain proof that he just doesn't want to play football. To me, you have either a knowing or unknowing bias and an agenda, because it's clearly, I can understand why Tyler Bray wouldn't want to play in the league. He ain't been to nobody's Super Bowl or led a team to a Super Bowl like he did. That's 75. You know how much money Collins made in his football career? Out of here, man. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Joe Flacco's making over $20 million a year, and Joe Flacco's one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Think about that. Basketball Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen criticized Lakers forward LeBron James on Thursday, saying James showed little to no effort in a recent game and that he doesn't have a clutch gene his former Bulls teammate Michael Jordan had.
When I look at LeBron, he's not what Michael was as a player. He's not even what Kobe Bryant was as a player. So when you talk about trying to compare Michael's instinct, his ability to take over games, his ability to want to have that last shot
and demoralize you
and
scare the living hell out of you,
LeBron doesn't have that gene.
So Scotty,
that's not in him.
Scotty Pippen can go to hell. He just said 2 years ago that he thought LeBron was past Jordan.
I feel like that was poor timing by Serta. He knew that Ron was all fired up to begin with, so let's throw some LeBron hate in there and see if we can get him to cuss on the radio. I respect the effort, Serta, but doesn't seem like it's going to work.
Who the hell does Scottie Pippen think he is?
I think he thinks he's Scottie Pippen.
Who the hell is that guy? Light-skinned alien.
Stop. Stop! Did you just call him a light-skinned alien?
Yeah.
Come on,
he's
man.
He's got a funny look. He looks,
I agree. He's not an attractive man.
He doesn't look funny.
Don't do that.
He looks like they offered him a part in Men in Black without making him have to change anything. Here, just take off your skin.
Well, his son is good looking, so he didn't pass
just take
it down.
Off. Just take off your skin, Scotty.
Oh, stop. Come on, man. You can't be doing that. Don't be pulling down, Scotty.
I'm just saying, man.
You gotta be uplifting
He 2 years ago said, I think that. You remember that? LeBron's past Jordan.
I thought we were past the light skin thing.
He doesn't know who he hates. I was meaning he looks like a light skinned alien.
Stop.
I'm sorry, Scotty. That was too far.
Way too far.
I stand by exactly.
After what you did to Magic, you're taking down all of Springfield's Hall of Fame.
I just simply said Magic doesn't care about tampering. He's got a hell of a lot of other things in his life to worry about.
Apologize, Irv. Apologize, Scott.
What is today, Friday? You know how many pills are in his Friday tab? And you think he gives a rip about tampering?
Why is Friday any different? It's the same pills every day.
I think going into the weekend, Friday loads up a little bit. Coming up, This is it's getting away. I was thinking to myself the other day, if I could redraft Lamar Jackson, I'm trying to think of how high I would draft him. My answer and my conclusion to that might surprise you.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
As we continue the kick
Real quick. News from the American League Central. Tigers all-star right-hander Michael Fulmer lost his arbitration case with the Tigers. He'll make $2.8 million this year. He had filed for $3.4 million. So again, Michael Fulmer, $2.8 million coming from the Detroit Tigers this year. Courtesy of Mark Feinsett of MLB.com.
Really feel for Michael Fulmer there. Yep.
Go ahead. Sorry, man.
From the 816, our great friend Kathy. First time in San Diego, I used to listen to this radio station every Friday. They had to apologize to everyone they insulted all week. This just gave a general to all we insult and offended. We're sorry. We really, really are sorry. Maybe show needs to do something similar to that.
It's a good idea, Kathy. Always appreciate your support. Well, start it up. I've done it before. I've apologized on your behalf before.
You know, Kathy, after reading that and listening to that, Kathy, you know what? Hell no.
Can't you just be nice?
But I really like Kathy. I want nothing more to meet Kathy. She seems like a really nice lady. And thank you for listening. Hey, can I get a timeout real quick?
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys around here, drive safely, please. Please don't push it. My wife just drove home, don't you dare. With the kids, said it was a
treacherous
drive.
After she dropped you off here?
Sometimes she may drop me off here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you, in the 60s? Good Lord, Archie Bunker. Said it was really treacherous out there, so be careful out there driving and don't laugh too hard at us.
Do you think that's going to make a big difference?
So be safe.
What you just said? Do you think people are like, you know what I was going to do? I was really going to let this bad boy go. But you know what? That guy on the radio, he said, be safe, and I will. Thanks, Ron.
I'm going to be as reckless as possible now.
just despite what Joe, okay.
You used to know a guy that lived in Vermont.
Like, there's some guy driving on 70 just flooring it, and then after that advice, he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. This Hughley guy's really making a lot of sense right now. Let me back off this gas a little bit. And
the roads are bad?
Wait a second. You're doing God's work out here, Show. God's work.
Why don't you take it, asshat? Don't you take it?
One more piece of news, this from the American League East.
You say another stupid baseball story, I swear before God, I'm going to come over there and rip your nipples right off.
All-star right-hander Luis Severino signs a four-year, $40 million deal with the New York Yankees with an option for a fifth.
There you go. The dominoes are falling.
Luis Severino avoids arbitration by reaching an agreement on a multi-year deal with the New York Yankees. Stop! You better not. I know you will. Don't touch my nipples.
He really did try to touch his nipples.
They're hard to find. They're very small.
Not like my bad boys.
Yeah, not like those big old salamis.
I never want to see your nipples. There was a time where I did. You've lost that privilege, Serta. It's over. Over. Don't want to see them. All right. Seriously, real quick. Please be safe outside. I'm sorry Vern doesn't give a damn about you, but please be safe.
If the 15th rated midday show in Kansas City is your eye-opening moment on to take it easy on these roadways, you're an idiot.
Well, your hair sucks.
It is lawless outside right now.
It's lawless. God, sir, it's nice to have you back.
Lexi,
bud.
Lawless. Well, I thought Ketch was better. Okay, I'm sorry.
Come
that's
on,
not
man.
True. I apologize. I know.
It's just the second you get on the ropes, it's right below the belt.
I'm telling you, man, you make me fight. You make me fight. I got to end up doing something stupid. You make me fight. Don't look at me like that, Spectre. I swear to God. After watching Lamar Jackson this past year, you got to watch him up close against the Chiefs. Seriously, I want to go around the horn with you two idiots. The sick idiot, you can answer first. Where would you redraft Lamar? Like right now, if you had to, everything you got to see, where would you draft Lamar? Oh, Jesus, come on, man.
Third round.
Didn't know the question was
coming. Well, a lot of teams had a second round grade on him, and then he went at the back end of the first
round. So you
round.
Go third round. Everything
yeah,
you know about
answer
him.
Answer the question.
I had no confidence in him coming out of college that he was ready to be an NFL passer, but obviously he's an incredible athlete.
I would select Lamar Jackson of the Ravens in the first round.
You're serious? First round after everything we learned here.
Yes.
About him. See, for me, I'm more to where Serta is. After everything we know, I would select him in the third or fourth round. I think kind of like, you know, the throwing thing has to be a concern for me. And you had to shape him into a Tim Tebow type of an offense, right? And I feel like that's just not sustainable. Even though I think offense has become much more creative. But I look at it, when I look at that, that's why it makes it so hard for me to have any belief that Kyler Murray is somebody that could be a franchise quarterback. Because if I look and if I say Kyler Murray got to go through everything that Lamar Jackson went through, training camp, playing in the league, all the way up into the game that the Chiefs played against the Ravens, I ask you guys this. Do you think that Kyler Murray would have been more successful in whatever the Ravens game plan was against the Chiefs? Do you think he would have been more successful against Lamar than Lamar Jackson was last year? And I don't. I think he's a better passer than Lamar, but I just think he's got a lot of limitations. And his arm is not even as strong as Lamar's. Now, it's more accurate, but it's not as strong as Lamar. Like, I don't think he would have been better than Lamar was in that game against the Chiefs, even though they morphed the entire offense around him. And if that's the case, man, when I keep hearing this cat might go in the first round, and it's preposterous that he would go one. Now, that's stupid. To go in the first round, I cannot see it. I cannot see in any way that he'd be better than Lamar Jackson.
If this is the worst Lamar is, what we saw this past season, I think there's room for growth. That's why I would take him in the first round, because I do believe he can last in the NFL as a starting quarterback. Your point about Kyler, I'm with you. I do think he is a lesser talent than Lamar Jackson. I would stay away from him. Especially if I'm the Chiefs, but I would stay away from him if I was in desperate need of a starting quarterback. If I needed one to start on day one, I'm not looking at Kyler Murray. A draft and develop, you can try and convince me of that. But if you're a team without a quarterback and you're looking to Kyler Murray to be that guy, I think you're going to be sadly
mistaken. Because you don't think Kyler's any – like, what would you – there's a distance between Kyler and Lamar, right?
Large distance.
So you would still draft Lamar in round one. Where would you draft Kyler?
Fourth, fifth. Yeah, I don't think much of him.
Yeah, I would never.
Should have chose baseball.
I personally wouldn't have him on my board to draft. But I think there are a lot of people in the league and in the league who the only reason why I would draft him is to flip him, because I do think there are a lot of people in the league. Or a good amount of people in the league who believe that there could be something with him.
I think with him, he's a guy that you really got to see in person and see what he can do, like at his workouts and stuff like that, because we know he's small, but he is athletic. Like speed-wise, he might be right up there with Lamar in terms of speed. He's just not as big and as athletic, so I don't think I would take him Certainly wouldn't take him first round, but I think I would probably take him in the second round if he was there.
Protein House, with the purpose, text line 69306. Hey, Vern, show is conveying concern and care for his listeners. You're a knob. Get off the radio. From the 816, I was doing 35, and now I'm down to 30.
Time out. What's a knob?
Penis.
Oh, really? Never heard of that. It's our first time.
From the 816 show, I slowed down because of you.
I trust you. Should I know what a knob is? Surprising to you a little bit.
I mean, if you're as nasty as you used to pretend to be, yeah.
There's one thing you're not going to do.
Sure, we all heard you yesterday on the radio. You're not nasty once you leave this room.
I'm just going to have to prove it.
You've been exposed as a fake.
I'm going to have to prove it to you.
Please don't.
Nope.
You're still in the room. It doesn't count.
You want to touch? Well, fine.
No, I don't want to touch.
We'll go outside of this. I'll give you a hickey.
Fraud.
I'll give you a hickey. Serta, you just want some so bad that you'll try to push it anyway. And I won't give in to you.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at KC Lend.
Rad food for an awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.